True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. Join the fun. Michael Fliegelman, he's producing tonight. I'll be with you for 2 hours. And look, there's plenty to talk about. It is a football Sunday. Certainly, the Giants losing in overtime to the Lions, even though the Giants put up over 500 yards of offense. Malik Nabers is injured, but feeling the need to somehow, for some reason, comment on Twitter about the coaching decisions. Very helpful, that. And the Jets lose again as well. And questionable, interesting fourth down decisions by both head coaches. Mike Kafka for the Giants, Aaron Glenn for the Jets. So we can talk about all of that, but maybe you were busy, maybe you missed it, maybe you just heard the update there from Peter Schwartz. But around dinner time tonight, the Mets traded longtime franchise stalwart Brandon Nimmo to the Texas Rangers for second baseman Marcus Semien. And so the question for you to lead off the show, for you to call in on, phone lines are open. I'm guessing there are some Mets fans that have opinions. There are some that are going to like this. There are some that are going to hate this. And there are some somewhere in between. And so the question right off is, what's your reaction to this trade? And in particular, did the Mets get better or worse? And do you need to wait and see what's next? What has to happen next? I'll tell you right now, with this trade, there is a ton of pressure on Mets baseball decision maker David Stearns. And there always was. But coming off of getting to the National League Championship Series with a magical OMG season in 2024, not making the postseason, missing out, sitting home last season, when you have the $300+ million payrolls that the Mets have, when your owner goes out and signs you Juan Soto in the offseason, and you don't make the playoffs, you don't make the postseason, there's already pressure on you. And David Stearns, with this trade of Brandon Nimmo, even more pressure, trading away a fan favorite. Now, if you are sitting there and you're wondering, you take a look at this and you say, Brandon Nimmo, better offensive player. Marcus Semien, better defensive player. But Marcus Semien's 2 years older. You look at this and say, well, why did the Mets do this? And I'll give you one word, the key word. And the key word is flexibility. If you want to understand why the Mets did this, David Stearns, he told us all that he thought the key to this offseason was run prevention. He told us that, which means better defense, better pitching. So he told us that that's what he wanted. And we can look at the metrics of Brandon Nimmo, and we can look at, and y'all know I'm big on analytics, and I can give you stats on Marcus Semien's defense. He won a gold glove at second base this season. He is a very good Marcus Semien, a very good defensive player. So by trading for him, the Mets just got better defensively. I can give you numbers, if you want them, that say Brandon Nimmo's defense was below average last season. And I can give you numbers that say, with what's been happening at his age and the cumulative effect on his legs and the injuries and the toll of all the games he's played, that he's no longer above average in terms of speed. That he's slightly below average speed. Now, I'm going to ask you instead, if you watched Mets games this past year, to tell me, what did your eyes tell you? What did your eyes tell you when you watched Brandon Nimmo in the field this past season? When there were runners on base and they would run at will against Nimmo because they had complete disrespect for his arm. Brandon Nimmo had turned into a defensive liability in left field that was barely playable defensively in left field with that arm strength or lack of it. And that was only going to get worse. And he's got 5 more years on this deal that pays him $20.5 million, about $20 million, a little more, per season for 5 years. And so this was the year. If the Mets want to get out of that contract, this was the year I think they believed they had to do it. Now, you can turn around and say they traded a guy who's going to be 33 for a guy who's 35. And Marcus Semien, the bat, it was good. There was power. If you go back 2023 or before. But the last couple of years, he's been a below average offensive player. So the Mets just got better defensively and worse offensively. Kind of no way you can look at it and say that, well, they balanced the lineup a little. Nimmo's left-handed and Semien's right-handed. You want to say that? Sure. But hard to argue it any other way than at face value than to say Mets got better defensively and worse offensively with this trade. That's what happened. Semien, 3 more years on his deal. Nimmo, 5 more years on his deal. So benefit there that Mets have more flexibility. They only have 3 more years of a contract instead of 5 more years. And I know there's some of you who are hitting me up on Twitter, on X, at L Rubinson. You know, there's somebody who said, well, Nimmo could be a 4th outfielder.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, why are you trading him for Semien? And I've seen people who are saying, well, trade Nimmo, but not for this. Not for Marcus Semien. But it's that Nimmo contract, I gotta be honest, I wasn't sure who was going to trade for it. 5 years at over 20 million bucks for a soon to be, you know, by the time he plays the season, a 33-year-old player who is declining before our eyes, and you can see it. Some people's body types will age well. You can kind of look at them, and you see it. This guy's going to age well. And then you see other people, and you think, not going to age well. You can kind of see them falling apart. Now, I'm putting all this out there for you. And you can call me and say, I hate this trade, I love this trade. But I also do want to, because I'm breaking it down from the contracts, what it means, all that stuff. But there's two other points that I think are really important that I want to put out there and acknowledge. One is that I think it's really important what happens next. I've said flexibility is the key to this. Mets wanted to get better defensively. What happens next? Because you can't just, left field is now sitting open. Now, Juan Soto could move over there. You could fill right field. But right field or left field, Mets have to bring in a new outfield bat. They can bring up one of the kids. Carson Benj, if he's ready for center field, great. Terrific. But corner outfield, Mets need an impact bat. And that impact bat, Is that Cody Bellinger in a corner outfield spot? Is that Kyle Tucker? Is that somebody they're trading for? But I think that impact bat should be, better offensively and defensively than Brandon Nimmo. And younger. All those things. That's what you should expect next. And David Stearns has a massive shopping list here. Because he still has to fill out a bullpen, fill out a rotation, and he's got holes at first base and outfield that have to be filled, and filled with impact bats. And I know there's people who are saying with this trade, well, this signals that Stearns is moving on from the core players who are there, because that core had shown that they weren't going to win a World Series. And so it's time to break up this core. There was the magical 2024, but it is fair to say, it is correct to say, that this Mets core underperformed their potential in multiple seasons. Underperformed their potential. Something was off with this core. Just didn't work. And whether David Stearns identified that, some of that is defense and run prevention, whether some of that was a clubhouse thing, whatever it was, there was magic and fun in 2024, sure, although they still weren't quite as good as the Dodgers. Didn't win the whole thing. Okay. But multiple years, they underperformed. I think after this move, the next logical expected moves, one, now that you have Semien at second, I would expect them to trade Jeff McNeil. I think that's coming as part of breaking up this core, changing sort of the culture in that clubhouse, the attitude. But I do also think it means you can re-sign Pete Alonso, because now you don't have to have DH sitting there for Brandon Nimmo, who's barely playable in left field and is signed for 5 years, going nowhere. Instead, he's gone. So now suddenly the DH spot is in play. You can sign Pete Alonso to a 4 or 5 year deal. Sign Pete for, you know, 4 or 5 years. Play him at first base for a few years. DH is open, or DH is eventually opened at some point down the road for Juan Soto. You have flexibility. Flexibility. There's that word again. But if you're David Stearns, bat has to be coming. Impact bat for a corner outfield. Or trade for a center fielder, whatever you want to do. But impact bat, upgrade over Nimmo, offensively and defensively. That has to be coming for the outfield. And impact bat at first base. Has to be. Has to be coming. Corner infield bat, outfield bat, impact bat, upgrade this lineup, has to be coming. Potentially, Jeff McNeil gives you versatility. I get it. But if you want to break up the attitude, change the attitude, break up the core, I think the next move coming with second base gone as a regular position right now for Jeff McNeil, I think Mets probably trade him. And the other thing that I think we have to acknowledge for a lot of Mets fans, and I'm seeing this again, some of you hitting me up on social media, I get it, is it is absolutely not just okay, but appropriate, right? I get if some of you as fans are sad, disappointed, even angry, upset that Brandon Nimmo, the player, the person, the longtime Met, the longest tenured Met, the guy who made his debut in 2016, who's, you know, you watched him for the last 10 years. I get if you're sad about that, that he was traded. Maybe own a Nimmo jersey. And depends on how old you are as a fan. Maybe you haven't seen this a lot, where one of your favorite players was traded. And the questions that that raises, Nimmo being traded, another interesting aspect of this that we have to acknowledge, Brandon Nimmo had a no-trade clause in his contract. No-trade clause in that contract. And when he signed it, he said he was so happy to put that Mets uniform on again. And he basically envisioned not taking it off, that he would be a lifelong Met. And I'm sure, especially with Steve and Alex Cohen as owners, he watched as more numbers have been retired and players celebrated and David Wright Day and all of this, that there was a part of Nimmo that fought. I mean, for sure, the Mets Hall of Fame. I'm not saying they would retire the number, but inducted into the Mets Hall of Fame, absolutely. Like, he was on that trajectory. And a beloved met. And the attitude, the image of Brandon Nimmo, especially, I mean, my goodness, a guy who's been here for the last decade, and there have been bleak seasons where the shining light was watching Brandon Nimmo work out a walk and hustle down to first base, sprint down to first base for that walk. And the smile on his face and the joy that he played with. And I get it, Mets fans, if he was your favorite player and you're hurting right now. I get that. He loved, you could tell, he loved being a New York Met. Loved it. Got a no-trade clause negotiated into his contract, into his 8-year deal. He's 3 years into that deal. In order for the Mets to trade him, Brandon Nimmo had to waive that no-trade contract, that no-trade clause in his contract. So the question is why? Was it simply because he didn't feel wanted? Willing to go someplace else because he didn't feel wanted? Maybe. Was it because he looked at the Mets roster and all the holes David Stearns has to fill and thought, at his age, the Texas Rangers are only a couple years away, what was it, 2023, 3 years away, removed from winning a World Series. Maybe he thought they were closer to it than the Mets. Maybe he had more confidence in the Mets, in the Rangers general manager, former Mets pitcher, Chris Young. Or maybe, you know, we've been hearing these rumors and things, and we've said there's something, you know, is there something off about this core, about this Mets clubhouse, in the sense that they're underperforming? Was there something that he said, all right, you know what, I'll waive it and I'm out of here? That's something that we shouldn't hear more about, in the sense that leaks should not happen, but you know that we will. And so I'm curious about that. Why was it that Nimmo, who had that option to say, no, I want to stay here, said, yes, I will leave? 888-808-1019 is the number to call in on, or you can hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L. Rubinson. I'll read those comments as well. What was your reaction to the Mets trade? And did they get better or worse with this? They certainly got more flexible. And is this tied to the next move?
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.